over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome, Arizona homeowners, to Rosie on the House. And this is the special Thanksgiving holiday weekend broadcast of our show. And we're glad you're here. And, you know, I would just like to say before we dig into the topic of the hour, how grateful I am for being able to be in this position for 32 years, helping Arizona homeowners do the right things about their house, home, castle, or cabin. And I hope, however you decided, you and your family decided to spend this Thanksgiving Day weekend, you had half as much fun, were blessed as much as I was, and ate as good as I did, because we did all three, and it was absolutely fantabulous. So a very, very appreciative, happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners.
And it's our listeners that have kept us on air for 32 years. You know, we couldn't have done it without y'all spending your Saturday mornings with us. And we greatly appreciate that. We've got some.
After listening to the first broadcast recently, I don't know how they ever let me back on the second week.
It's a whip. A work in progress.
Yes, it is.
Every show, we just try and make it better than the last one. We had, it was kind of hard to find listener emails this week because we sent out an additional newsletter notice to our, you know, those that subscribe to our newsletter. We don't share that information. We don't send you additional stuff. But this week we did. We just thought, you know, we're getting ready to mail out our 2021 home maintenance calendars. I got one right here in my hand. And it helps you get an idea of the topics we're going to be covering next month. And a lineup of our outdoor living hour talking points and our weekly to-dos and the topics of the month, all the details on the staycation. We've got, you know, like offers. Pella has 0% APR for 48 months and one of the calendar months next month. So it's designed to help you maintain your home but also save you money on things that you're going to be investing on your home, castle, or cabin, and then the updated home maintenance calendar. So we just thought, well, we'll let everyone that's on our newsletter subscriber list know, hey, we're getting ready to send these out next week. If you want one, go ahead. And at last count, we had over 700 additional requests.
Oh, yeah.
So
we got plenty. So if you want one, let us know. And if you want one for your neighbor, give a gift to your neighbor.
They are physical calendars. You just need to let us know where you would like us to physically mail it. And that mailing will go out. And Jen and Lance and particularly Carol, who takes the email and puts it into the software that generates the printing label, would really like another wave of 700 today.
I bet they would. Now, with that said, let me tell you something that Jen and Lance and Carol would like all of our listeners to hear. If you have been mailed a calendar, you do not need to request another calendar. You're already in the automatic free-to-send calendar list. Now, if you would like us to add a calendar to that, let us know that. If you'd like to go around and distribute them to your friends, neighbors, and family, we can certainly do that for you. But if you've already requested over the last few years us to mail you an automatic copy every year, don't feel you need to request another one, because we're going to have to go through those 700 and just see how many
were they duplicates or are they new entries. And yeah, that's all part of the data entry system. And again, we don't like our information shared, so
no.
We're not going to turn it around and sell that to anything else. You're going to get that calendar, and you're going to get it once a year until you ask to stop or you let us know, hey, my address is moved or changed or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, the address doesn't change. The address doesn't move.
No, well, it's happened. It happened to your brother.
Yeah, well, that's true. You are exactly right. It did happen. On that calendar, one of the things you'll see, like Romy says, is the editorial content that we project out about a year in advance. And one of the things we try and do every show is delve into what is it y'all were looking for answers to in this past week. What one question did y'all hit Rosie on the House with more often than any other this week? And this week, It's Christmas tree lots starting to go up all over town, and people are just checking. Remind me now, what do I have to do to keep the tree fresh until New Year's Day? New Year's Day kind of seems to be a historical day that they all come down. First, shop for that tree at your local yard and make sure it's fresh. Have it opened up. Tap it down on its tree trunk on the parking lot or the ground a couple times. Make sure it doesn't shed all of its needles. Make sure it feels moist. I like to have the folks at the lot cut the bottom 2 inches off so it opens up all of that pores the fresh water can migrate up into the tree with. I always set my tree up in a bucket. I used to throw it in the swimming pool, and I don't do that anymore. I stand it up in a bucket, fresh water, and I just completely saturate, hose it down out in the driveway, get it completely wet with good fresh water, let it sit overnight. Then I cut it again and bring it in to the house. Make sure it's not in line, being blown on directly by the furnace, and make sure you keep water above the bottom of that tree. And that's going to help you maintain that great aroma of a Christmas tree in your house all season long, and it'll help maintain it through the end of the holidays.
And amongst those 700 requests for calendars, we did find a few emails. Gary had a very nice testimonial on Thunderbird Plumbing, and that's a gentleman who's in Waddell, west side of the Phoenix area. He's been with us almost 20 years. Josh, he's just a perfect example of what you can expect from a Rosie on the House certified partner. He's a small mom-pop shop, has his truck, hardworking, fair price, and we'll get you as fast as he can. All service contractors right now have an extremely hard, busy workload, and filling that labor force is a challenge, but you can always find a good, reliable contractor at rosieonthehouse.com, unless you're no-no. This individual.
Unless you're a no-no?
Well, I think that's his name. His contact form, first name, no.
That's his digital name?
Last name, no. Email, noitno.com.
Okay, all right. I like it.
He's having a hard time figuring this out. He said, I'd like to point out the idiocracy of your website requiring a zip code. I'm in Scottsdale. You know, people in Scottsdale always have to tell you they're in Scottsdale, like anyone cares. But I'm in Scottsdale and don't necessarily want workers in Scottsdale. I'm happy to check out people farther who may be cheaper. Well, just because they're farther away doesn't mean they're going to drive all the way to Scottsdale for you. I mean, none of our guys in Casa Grande are going to come up. I mean, you might. Isley's is in Mesa. They're not far from down the road. Yeah. If you, let's say you had a designated area you had in your mind that you thought was a cheaper labor pool of service contractors, you could just look up that zip code and enter it in.
And you don't even need a zip code. Just enter the name of the town.
Yeah, you could enter it if you think.
You could probably get painting done pretty cheap in Ajo. Just put in Ajo and ask for painters.
But they ain't coming 300 miles to Scottsdale to paint your house. Well, that's probably not 300 miles. No. It's Ajo, about 120 maybe.
Yeah.
But first of all, it's just because one city to the next, you're not going to have a big fluctuation in price difference. You could get a bid from Glendale that's more expensive than a bid from Scottsdale, just as likely as you could the other way around. But he also wants to point out additional idiocracy we have at Rosie on the House, because we don't have a miscellaneous option. What would miscellaneous on your house be? Wouldn't that just be handyman?
Well, yeah, we've got handyman.
We got a handyman category. But I also want to say, you could just leave it at all categories and not select any, and all 120 of our partners would show up, and then you could scroll from there.
Scroll to your heart's delight.
But we do put that zip code in there because if a contractor is closer to you, less travel time, less trip charge, and if there's an emergency situation, would you rather your service technician come from 3 to 5 miles away versus 20 to 80 miles away if you're sitting there in the hot summer without an air conditioning unit? Kind of makes sense to me that you'd want to know somebody a little closer. But anyway, you go to rosieonthehouse.com. That's on the certified partners. If you are a service provider, a contractor, you've been in business locally 5 years, licensed, bonded, and insured, and looking to join the network, you can fill out a request online as well. And then one more individual, John wrote us and wanted to know if we know, quote, solar company that I just signed a contract with. Well, John, the time to ask us about that is before you sign contracts,
boy, that's
not
for sure.
After.
Oh, man, that's for sure.
So if you're feeling that maybe a little buyer's remorse, or you get done and you're like, man, that was awful fast. Man, they were pushy. I'm not so sure about this. You can always pause it, call them back and say, hang on, put a hold on that. I'm going to get a few more estimates before I move forward. Get a few more. You're the homeowner. It's your absolute every right to do that before you end up in some contract that you don't want. And some of these solar contracts aren't even with the guys that are selling it to you. They're just paid reps to go out and sell leasing contracts for other solar companies. And a lot of those aren't even located in the state.
Well, John knew who to ask. He just didn't know
when
to ask. And your mom took a call this week from a woman who had signed a unsolicited roofing quote. They knocked on the door, told her she needed a new roof. She signed it. They actually contacted the insurance company. It did need a new roof. The insurance company was ready to write a check. And red alarms just started going off in her head. I never invited these people. I don't have any roof leaks. The insurance company's automatically paying the check. I don't feel like I'm in control. She called the office and said, can I cancel this contract? So, you know, that's what we're here for, to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you've got a dilemma, a project, or a problem, we want you to start solutions to all of that at rosieonthehouse.com.